wasn't just that. It was like, you've got this brand. There's a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
It's not just about skincare. It's about a cancer journey. It's about a legacy. It's about protecting that legacy. It's about ensuring her wishes are, you know, brought to fruition. You know, there were times where I thought, you know, this isn't my family. And this isn't my business, but yet I'm working 7 days a week, and all my family were like sort of drafting in, you know, when we had huge sales, you know, all coming in helping, because everyone wanted it to succeed that was around me. My best friend Catherine, you know, I got her in to do the customer care. It's very much
everyone rallied
around us. Catherine, you know, we were like a cottage industry at first, really, but we kept our holding points and we kept our ground.
You had a very strong foundation,
a massive because of
and
Kate.
That's absolutely yeah. Kate. So Kate Orr is not only a queen of business strategy with an incredible entrepreneurial drive, but as her Power of Conversation stories will demonstrate, she is where she is today, not because of a charmed, easygoing life, but rather as a result of her endless determination, tenacity and resilience. So Kate, she's not only been on a business roller coaster, but she's faced an incredibly tough personal journey, especially since the devastating passing of Kate McIver, who was not only the founder of Kate McIver Skin, but Kate's very dear and special friend. Kate passed away from breast cancer in 2019, aged just 30, and Kate is absolutely determined that her legacy will live on. However, my guest also exemplifies how the power of conversation impacts so much on all our lives, and I know her story combined with her beautiful energy and enthusiasm for life will captivate you today.